DeMarcus Ware stands as the Dallas Cowboys' all-time record holder for sacks. He was asked about how he achieved greatness in the NFL, and he answered that it was about putting others first, and that remains a constant in his life, even off the football field.
I think it was putting myself second to make someone else feel first to create monumental change. And that goes to my family. I mean, my wife right there, my son and daughter. I go back and I look. It's almost like I'm looking at them on the sideline. I'm still playing a game right now, but I see them looking at me and I'm performing. I'm performing and I'm doing the best that I can sitting up here speaking. When I was on the football field, I did the same thing, looking at them and saying, if I let them down, I let myself down. But if I put them first, I can create change from what I do and just propel to do something great. And so that's what's been my force.
The Dick Butkus Award was first given out to the best college linebacker in the country. In 2008, the award expanded and was also given out to the best pro linebacker. Ware won that first award and won the award again in 2011. He spoke about winning the Dick Butkus Award.
Being able to get that award, not just one time, but being able to get it twice, it lets me know how hard work and dedicated I was to the sport. And for him, he's one of those guys that he don't just give the award away, right? He's a no-nonsense guy, and being able to receive something like that from him let me know that I was doing the right things. And it was really cool, and I have that right in the front of my room right now, so when I walk by, to let myself know that, hey, be serious when you leave the house. That's how I live my life.
Ware won Super Bowl 50 as a member of the Denver Broncos. He registered 2 sacks on Panthers quarterback Cam Newton that day. He spoke about a special moment in the locker room after the game.
I think one of the things as an athlete, you want to be a champion, Olympic gold medalist, just to be one of those things. And for me to hoist that trophy up, I was one of those guys that I really wanted to stay back in the shadows, but I was a worker. And I remember all the guys hoisting up the trophy, but I didn't touch it. And the moment for me that really told me that I have arrived is when I walked into the locker room and the trophy was sitting there in the locker room, right in my locker. It was quiet. Nobody was in there. And so when I walked in, I looked around just like this, like, what's going on? And so when I grabbed that trophy, it was like, boom. I mean, I'm getting chills right now just even thinking about it. But when I picked that trophy up, that was that moment. That was that achievement. And it was solo. The way I've always lived my life solo, meaning mentally and what I did, but that was like my solo time to myself and that achievement that I needed.